Imagine a high school art student building a fully functional, highly secure web application in 3 days.
Right.
And they are doing this while like riding the bus, sitting in a cafe, and entirely by talking to their phone in plain English.
Which sounds completely made up.
It really does.
Yeah.
But in 2026, that is not some wild science fiction scenario. I mean, it is a new, rapidly adopted industry standard.
Yeah, it really is.
And it might just make the traditional, 4-year computer science degree look like a total relic of the
Oh,
past.
absolutely. We are witnessing this fundamental rewrite of who gets to participate in the digital economy. The gatekeepers are changing.
Right. And if you are listening to this, you are probably trying to keep your head above water with the sheer volume of AI news hitting your feed every day.
Oh, the anxiety of falling behind is so real.
Exactly. But what if the barrier to entry into the tech world isn't getting higher? What if it's completely vanishing?
That's the real question.
And that is our mission for this deep dive. We are looking at a really revealing April 2026 course prospectus and a detailed FAQ from an institute called Vibe Coding Masters. They're a subsidiary of Brawley Academy operating right out of Hyderabad, India.
Yeah.
And the goal here is to demystify this trending concept called vibe coding, figure out the actual mechanics of how it works, and see exactly who is being invited into the club. So, okay, let's unpack this.
Hello, everyone. And to really grasp the weight of this prospectus, you have to visualize its origin, right? Like, picture Hyderabad right now.
Okay, setting the scene.
Right. You're this incredibly vibrant traditional street life set against the backdrop of these massive hyper-modern AI tech parks.
Yeah, it's a huge hub.
Exactly. It's a city that essentially serves as an engine for global IT. It's just vibrating with this relentless digital ambition. So when an institute in the heart of that ecosystem completely overhauls its curriculum to focus on something called vibe coding,
Yes, big deal.
it is a massive signal to the rest of the world about where the market is heading.
I mean, the term itself sounds almost too casual. When I first saw vibe coding, I pictured like a lo-fi hip-hop playlist you throw on while you type.
Right, just chilling at your keyboard.
Yeah. But the syllabus defines it as this rigorous AI-powered approach to software development using prompt-based engineering. They are completely moving away from manual syntax.
Yeah, the focus is squarely on automation workflows and, low code or no code platforms. The course specifically trains students to build applications using natural language.
Oh.
You're instructing the machine through conversation rather than, painstakingly writing out manual code line by line.
Well, let's break down the actual tools they list because this addresses the how of it all. The prospectus highlights three main pillars, right? ChatGPT, GitHub Copilot, and Cursor AI.
The big three.
So if I'm trying to wrap my head around this, is vibe coding essentially like being an executive chef?
Ooh, I like that.
Like, as an executive chef, you aren't in the back of the kitchen physically chopping every single onion, reducing every stock, or doing the grueling prep work yourself.
Right, you'd never have the time.
Exactly. You are designing the menu, providing the overarching vision, and directing a team of highly capable sous chefs. So in this scenario, the AI tools are your sous chefs doing the chopping.
That captures the intent perfectly.
Yeah.
But we need to look at how those specific sous chefs actually operate together in the kitchen.
Okay, yeah.
What's fascinating here is the distinct mechanism of each tool mentioned in the syllabus. ChatGPT often acts as your system architect.
So, like the big picture planner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You might use it to map out the broad logic of your application, say, how the database should be structured.
Right.
Then you have Cursor AI, which is an entirely AI-integrated code editor.
Yeah.
And unlike a blank chat window, Cursor can actually read your entire project folder. It understands the context of what you are building.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And finally, GitHub Copilot sits inside that editor, auto-completing the logic line by line as you type your natural language comments.
So wait, if I am a student in this course, I am not staring at a blank screen trying to remember if I need a semicolon or a bracket.
Nope, not at all.
I am writing a sentence like, create a login screen that connects to a user database, and Cursor and Copilot are generating the underlying React and Node.js code instantly.
Instantly. You are replacing syntax memorization with conversational logic.
That is wild.
I mean, for decades, if you wanted to build software, you had to learn the machine's native language. You had to contort human thinking into rigid mathematical syntax.
Right, which kept a lot of people out.
Exactly. Vibe coding completely inverts that relationship. The machine has finally learned human language. The source material explicitly points out that this approach shifts the entire focus of the developer from rote memorization to just pure problem solving and creativity.
Which naturally leads to the most, honestly, mind-bending part of this entire perspective.
Oh, the eligibility.
Yes. Because the barrier of learning complex syntax is gone, Vibe Coding Masters is aggressively targeting demographics that have historically been totally locked out of the software industry.
Yeah, they are casting a very wide net.
I am going to read their eligibility criteria straight from the FAQ.
Go for it.
They are accepting 10th and 12th pass students. They are welcoming students from science, commerce, and arts backgrounds. They explicitly list graduates from BCom, BBA, and BA programs. Mm-hmm. And they want digital marketers, freelancers, and entrepreneurs who just want to build a minimum viable product without hiring a huge dev team.
It is a deliberate dismantling of the traditional technical pedigree.
But here's where it gets really interesting, because we are talking about life sciences students and arts graduates stepping directly into roles the syllabus calls AI-assisted developers and automation specialists.
Right.
But I mean, I have to push back hard on this.
Okay, let's hear it.
This sounds like an absolute nightmare for quality control.
Oh, sure.
If I am a hiring manager in a tech firm in 2026, am I really going to hand the keys to my company's backend infrastructure to a commerce graduate who took a 3-month vibe coding boot camp?
That's the classic fear, yeah.
Right. What about security? If they don't understand the underlying code, how do they know the AI didn't just write a massive vulnerability into the payment gateway?
Well, that security concern is usually the very first red flag raised by traditional developers. But the syllabus actually addresses this by focusing heavily on AI-assisted testing and debugging.
Oh, okay. So they aren't just trusting it blindly.
Exactly. Think of vibe coding not just as the chef, but as a commercial pilot using an advanced autopilot system.
Okay.
The pilot isn't manually adjusting the flaps or calculating the wind resistance every single second strike. The computer handles the syntax of flying.
Right, sure.
But the pilot must know how to read the dials, plot the coordinates, and crucially, spot the anomalies.
So the training is less about how to write the code and more about how to audit what the AI gives you.
Yes. The course teaches you how to prompt the AI to test its own code. A vibe coder doesn't just ask for a payment gateway.
What do they do?
They prompt the AI to write the gateway. Then they prompt a separate AI instance to run penetration testing on that gateway, looking for vulnerabilities.
Oh, wow.
And they learn how to read the error logs and converse with the machine to patch those errors. If we connect this to the bigger picture, we're seeing an economic shift in what employers actually value.
How so?
In tech hubs like Bengaluru and Hyderabad, code generation itself is no longer a scarce resource. AI has made code cheap and abundant.
That makes sense.
So the scarce resource is now good taste, problem framing, and the ability to deploy a functional product quickly.
Okay, well, that makes the hiring math a lot clearer.
Right.
Yeah, if an entrepreneur wants to test a new market idea and a 12th pass student armed with Cursor AI can build a secure, functional prototype in 4 days.
They'll take that every time.
Yeah. The market will favor them over a traditional graduate who insists on writing everything from scratch over 4 weeks. Speed to market just wins.
Speed and the ability to iterate. I mean, an AI-assisted developer can pivot an entire application's architecture in an afternoon just by feeding new parameters into the prompt.
Okay, so if the traditional computer science degree isn't the absolute prerequisite anymore, what is actually required to succeed in a course like this?
The stated prerequisites are remarkably minimal.
Like, if I walk into the Brawley Academy branch tomorrow, what base skills do I need?
Basic computer and internet usage skills.
Yeah.
A simple understanding of English.
That's it.
Pretty much. And they note that regional language support is often available, which drastically opens up accessibility across India.
Mm-hmm.
But the real core requirements they highlight are logical thinking and sheer curiosity.
They also have a very specific note for working professionals that caught my eye.
Oh, about Excel.
Yeah. They mentioned that prior coding experience isn't needed, but professionals with backgrounds in Excel, WordPress, or general business operations actually have a slight advantage in picking this up.
Yes, they do.
But why would someone who just manages spreadsheets be better at this?
Because they already understand algorithmic thinking. Think about it. If you have spent years building complex financial models in Excel, using nested VLO cups and conditional formatting.
You're already doing it.
You are already coding. You're saying, if this condition is met, fetch this data and display it here, otherwise do this.
That's true.
And if you manage a WordPress site, you understand how a database talks to a front-end theme. That architectural mindset is the exact logical structure needed for vibe coding.
So they have the blueprint in their head.
Exactly. You already knew how the building should be designed. You just lacked the raw materials to build it. Now the AI provides the raw materials instantly.
Okay, so they are bringing the logic, and the AI is acting as the translator.
Precisely.
But let's look at this from the perspective of you, the listener, who might be trying to picture doing this yourself. If the entry requirement is just logical thinking, what does the day-to-day training actually look like?
Wow.
Because the prospectus says they do not teach theory. There are no massive textbooks on the history of programming.
And this raises an important question about the evolution of tech education, right? The training mechanism has shifted entirely to step-by-step, project-based implementation.
So jumping right in.
Right. On day one, a learner isn't studying variables on a whiteboard. They are opening Cursor AI and building a functional component.
Walk me through a concrete example. How does a non-technical person actually prompt an application into existence?
Sure. Let's say a digital marketer wants to build an internal inventory tracking tool for their campaign materials.
Okay.
First, they open ChatGPT and describe the business problem in plain English. The AI suggests a basic database schema.
Got it.
The learner then takes that schema into an environment like Cursor. They use natural language to ask Cursor to set up the necessary files. Then, using GitHub Copilot, they write a comment that says, you know, create a visual dashboard that displays the current inventory levels, highlighting anything that drops below 50 units in red.
And the machine just builds the dashboard.
The machine generates the React code for the dashboard. But, and this is key, it rarely works perfectly on the first try.
Right, of course.
This is where the actual skill of vibe coding comes in. The code throws an error. The learner doesn't need to hunt for a missing comma.
What do they do?
They copy the error message, paste it back into the AI, and ask, why did this fail?
Oh.
The AI explains the logic flaw, provides the corrected code, and the learner implements it. They are learning system design and error checking in real time by conversing with the machine.
It sounds like they're learning how to be an incredibly demanding, highly effective manager.
That's exactly it. They are managing a team of digital workers that operate at light speed.
That brings us to the actual technologies listed at the bottom of this prospectus. Because they aren't just teaching people how to make simple static websites.
No, not at all.
The curriculum lists front-end, back-end, React, Angular, the entire MERN stack, Python, and Java basics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to learn the MERN stack manually, MongoDB, Express, React, Node, that is easily a 6 to 12 month grueling endeavor for a junior developer.
Well, easily. And many traditional students drop out because the sheer weight of learning four different technologies simultaneously is just overwhelming.
Yeah, it's a lot of syntax.
But through the vibe coding lens, you aren't memorizing the dictionaries of those four technologies. You're using your AI tools to bridge them together.
Okay.
You ask the AI to configure the MongoDB database to talk to your React front end. The AI handles the complex bridging syntax.
So what does this all mean? Let's bring this directly back to you, the listener.
Yeah, why does this matter today?
Right. You are navigating your own career, maybe prepping for a strategy meeting or trying to figure out how to scale a freelance business. Why should you care about a syllabus from an institute in Hyderabad?
Because this syllabus is a blueprint for the 2026 digital economy. The source highlights a massive rapid growth in demand for these exact skills across the global market. They're offering flexible weekend batches for career switchers and dedicated placement support, specifically because companies are actively hunting for this profile.
If you are an entrepreneur, you no longer need to raise $500,000 just to build a prototype of your idea to show investors.
Right, you can skip that entirely.
You or someone on your non-technical team can vibe code an MVP over a few weekends.
Exactly.
If you are a digital marketer, you aren't waiting on the IT department for 3 weeks to build a custom data scraper. You are using Python through an AI lens to build it yourself by Tuesday.
The true marker of a job-ready professional today is your adaptability. It is your willingness to treat AI not as a search engine, but as a collaborative partner.
Yeah.
The friction between having an idea and executing that idea has practically dropped to zero.
Which means the excuses are gone. You can't say, I don't know how to code anymore.
Nope. The technical barrier has been removed, but, you know, that just exposes a new challenge.
What's that?
When anyone can generate code instantly, the quality of the questions you ask the AI becomes your ultimate competitive advantage.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, a poorly framed prompt will generate perfectly functioning but entirely useless software.
Wow. Well, let's summarize the landscape we've just mapped out. Vibe coding is not just another programming language to add to the bottom of a resume.
Definitely not.
It is a deeply inclusive, entirely new paradigm for interacting with computers. It strips away the historical gatekeeping of the tech industry, placing a premium on clear communication, logical architecture, and practical problem solving over rote syntax memorization.
It separates the intent from the execution.
Exactly. So whether you have an arts background, whether you are managing spreadsheets, or whether you are just someone feeling that familiar wave of anxiety about the sheer pace of AI news, the tools to build your biggest ideas are sitting right in front of you.
They really are.
The heavy, grueling lifting of software development has been successfully outsourced to the machine. Your job as the human in the loop is to provide the vision, manage the errors, and pilot the ship.
And, you know, that leads to a rather profound thought to consider as we wrap up.
Okay, let's hear it.
If vibe coding relies entirely on using natural language prompts to conjure highly complex software into existence, it totally shifts the profile of who makes a visionary developer.
Oh, interesting.
We have to ask ourselves, over the next 5 years, will the most successful and prolific software creators look less like traditional mathematicians and engineers and more like novelists, philosophers, or communicators?
Wow.
Right. Will the people who build the next great digital platforms simply be the ones who possess the deepest empathy for human problems and the best vocabulary to explain those solutions perfectly to a machine?
That is a phenomenal question to leave on. Next time you are looking at your feed and worrying that you need to go back to school for computer science just to survive in this economy, remember that the rules of the game have been rewritten.
The gates are wide open.
They are. All you need is your curiosity, your logic, and the willingness to start a conversation with the machine.